and Gemara and our other parshas itself.
Lishne Basra de Rome Bar Chom. Lishne Kame de Rome Bar Chom holds. Omar Rome Bar Chom. Loishonu in the Sefer that they're not believe in a Shomru Anusi Machmas Momen. Aval Anusi Machmas Nefoshes are Eilu Neemonim. So Lishne Basra of Rome Bar Chom holds that in the Reisha they have a migu Peshaosar, they believe to say Say Anusi Machmas Momen, Say Anusi Machmas Nefoshes. In the Reisha they have a Peshaosar, they nemen to say Say Anusi Machmas Momen, Say Anusi Machmas Nefoshes. This is in the Reisha. In the Sefer they don't have a migu, they don't have a Peshaosar in the Sefer. But the neman and the seifa mitzah that in a shtar a person could be choizer umagid. In a shtar a person could be choizer umagid. But mele the neman to say anusi machmas nefoshes. But they're not neman to say anusi machmas moment. Why? Because ein odo meisi matzmei rosho. So it comes out of lishne kam in the Rome Bar Chom we have two chidushim. And the reisha we have a chidush as vos. That while you have a pesha osar, you name on say anusi machmas momen, say anuchis machmas nefoshes, and the sefer you don't have a pesha osa, so you name on this is mitzad choizer v'magid, you could be choizer v'magid b'shtar, but it only helps by anusi machmas nefoshes and not by anusi machmas momen, because the halacha in odom meisim atzmei rosho. Why in the reisha is no chisoron if ain't odom meisim atzmei rosho? Because in the reisha he has a pesha osa. When you have a pesha osa, you don't have a chisoron if meisim atzmei rosho. As I state, this is what Rashi says. And the Sefer, I'm Neman Mitzad Choyzer Umagid. But Mele, I have to come to Parshas Eidus. So I'm Neman Anefoshes, and I'm not Neman Machmas Momen. And the Reisha, I have a Pesha also. Lishne Basra, the Rome Bar Chome holds. And the Sefer, you're not Neman at all because you're Choyzer Umagid. And Beshtar also is a Chisoron of Choyzer and Magid. And the Reisha, you have a Migu. The migu helps machmas nefoshes and not machmas momen because ein odom meisim atzmei rosha. This is the tzurs of the shmeise of the two lishnes of Rome Bar Chom. And we mentioned already that Rav Kivi Eiger and Rav Shloime Eiger, the oimed, the first ta'ore was, what is the shinui lishne kame lishne basre? Lishne kame is glat. And the reishi you have a migu, you neman on everything. And the sefer you don't have a migu, you have to come to the teir of choizer umagid. But ein odom meisim atzmei rosho, he can't say eidus that he's anusi machmas momen. He only could say eidus machmas nefoshes with all the esberim that we said. Rove came and shlugged it up that even b'shtar is a chisorin of kevan sheigid shuvein a choizer umagid. So Rove shlugged this up, even b'shtar is a chisorin of kevan sheigid shuvein a choizer umagid. So Rove shlugged it up. Even b'shtar is a chisoron of kevan sheigid shuvein a choizer umagid. So learn that in the sefer you're not neman at all. In the sefer you're not neman at all. But why Lishne Basra decided that in the reisha you only neman machmas nefoshes and you're not neman machmas momen? Why in the reisha you neman machmas nefoshes and you're not neman machmas momen? Niman of Shach. Ari, before you explain that you have a migu in the reisha, why Lishne Basra decided to be choylek and Lishne Kame also machmas the reisha? And to learn that in the reisha, migu only helps machmas nefoshes and not machmas momen because ain't not amazing matzmei rosho. For Lishne Kame it was good. The migu worked. Why for Lishne Basra the migu doesn't work? This is the kasha be'etzem of Reb Shloime Eiger, Reb Kivi Eiger. And you wanted to answer about the batish. The Gemara had to set up the words of Rav Bar Chom. So if it goes on the reisha, it comes out like this. If it goes on the sefer. But they didn't like it. It was mashma to them that the Gemara was choizer machmas kushya derov. So this was one ha'ore that we had. Why is the switch klapi the shaylev the migu? That lishne kam and migu helps even if you may simatz mirosho. And lishne basra holds nishtazeh. This is one thing. The second aura was otovos geido de machleikes take. Why the lishne kame it works and the lishne basra it doesn't work? What is the nekudas machleikes belondes? Klabe the sefer the nekudas machleikes is if Chayzer b'magid b'shtar, or you're not Chayzer b'magid b'shtar. But the guy with the shayla of the migu, where is the switch? Why take the lomdus of lishnekame holds that it works, and lishnebasra b'lomdus holds that it doesn't work? These are the two shaylas that b'pshat. Again, one shayla with Reb Shlimi Eger asks, why the Gemara switched in two things? Was enough machmas kushya derove, kushya aleph. Ayosagi machmas kushya derove, lachzor me'aseifa, veloi marsha'ein enemon, loi machmas nefoshes, loi machmas momen, velo yotzorich lachlik, veloi mar, shalishnebasra soiver, shamigu le mehani b'mokim shemeisim atzmi rosho. Why the Gemara made the switch? Shayla rishoino, shayla shnio b'mat toluya machleikis. That lishnekame holds that the migu helps even and Lishne Basra holds Nishtazeh. This is the second Shaila. I will call these two Shailas the Kleine Shailas. The third Shaila, this is the big Kash of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Be'emes, why Taken Migu doesn't help Lishne Basra? Forget about Lishne Kame, what is the difference, what is the Machlekes? So Rabbi Kiva Eger, I would only have Lishne Basra, I would come into Beis Medrash and I will ask the following question. Why the Migu doesn't help? So what if he's Meisim Atzmei Rosho? Or the Hoter Amigu? A person has a migu. What are the shaykhs that ain't other meisi matzmi rosho? This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. How you poshut like that migu has to help even if you meisi matzmi rosho. Migu has to help even if a person is meisi matzmi rosho. So if migu has to help even if a person is meisi matzmi rosho, what is the pshat in lishne basre that anusi machmas momen yunad nemo because ain't other meisi matzmi rosho? But you don't have a teretz. Why migu helps? Why posh takashe on cheshboines? This is even for someone who can't handle the cheshboines. The Gemara says lishne basre, odom migu helps. Find up kivei ge why? Why not? Why migu doesn't help? You're right. Lishne kame taka said that it helps. But on lishne kame, avone migu helps because of terekulo. Ain't that amazing? Matz mirosho. Rab kivei ge understood this kasha. It's a din and edus like lishenes rashi. And Rabbi Kiva Eger came with a whole shtickel Torah and said, Lishne Basra is mechadesh, a person cannot say, Lishne Basra is mechadesh, that a person can't say Divrei Resha on himself. This was the chiddush of Lishne Basra. Even on Parsha von Eidus, a person cannot have ne'emonis on Divrei Resha. This was the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger and Lishne Basra. A person can't talk Divrei Resha. And he bought three rayas from Yakir, from the Goes Oshri, and Tainas Momen. Yocholem Amezido Isi, Tesis Kash and Korbones. A person cannot talk Divrei Resha. But Mele, Migu doesn't help. No, so that'll be the Shalas. So was Haldish Nekame. And Rabbi Kiva Eger said Teres. We'll get back to that later. But that's the Teres from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Doesn't even a tere from Rabbi Kiva Eger. But Pashas, that's not like Rabbi Kiva Eger. Migu helps even when a person is meisim atzmi rosho. Yeah, Rabbi Shleimer, Rabbi Kiva Eger. We said from Rabbi Shleimer that chelik. So Pashas, Migu helps even if meisim atzmi rosho. As if Lishnikame. So this is Beitzim Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. What is the avone? Why the Migu will not help? And Rabbi Shleimer, we explained yesterday that a person can't say Divrei Resha, but it's a big chidush. Pashas, we don't want to accept that chidush. I have Gvei Yaz Rais, say that, well, later we'll go Duch the Rais. The fourth kasha, this is the kasha Be'etzem that we're starting to shtel today. And this will be Pesach Pesach to all of the Oris in the Sukkah. Fregt Rabbi Kiva Eger, so Lishne Basra holds, and the Sefer you not believe because you chayzer on Magid. And the Reisha you believe to say, Anusi Machmas Nefoshes. Machmas Mom and not, you may see Machmas Merosha. Seder, took care of it. But Machmas Mom Nefoshes, you Nemon. Why? You did not have to be Mekayim the Shtar. And you said, Zekstav Yodeno, but Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, you believed. Fregt Rashi Akashe, aber kevon shehigit shuv eine choyzer umagid. So why you believed? And Rashi says, kule chod ha'agode, ashvar Rashi. Fregt Rab Kiva Eger, Rab Shleime Eger, what is Rashi's kashe? Kevon shehigit shuv eine choyzer umagid, a person can't say Eidus. He's coming to be Nemo now mitzad amigu. Not mitzad Eidus. Believe him. When he says, Ksav Yadena Aval Anusim, Migu, that he could have kept quiet. He has a Migu. What is the kasha of Rashi? How he has a migu? Fregt Rashi a kasha. How the person has a migu? Kevet shehigit shumen achayzer umagit. What is the kasha? What is the kasha? Kevin shehigit umagit din anedus. So Reb Shleime Eiger says, weißt du es von Rashi, that migu doesn't help b'mokim that you chayzer umagit. Not only Eidus doesn't help to be chayzer umagit, migu also doesn't help. Ashkofer Rishoyna would be that for sure migu would help. Is a din and Eidus that a person cannot be chayzer umagit. He said he signed the shtar. Now he wants to say anusim kevin shigishim and chayzer umagit. But when he has a migu and he wants to be believed mikayach a migu. Avada is believed, like Rav Kivi Eiger Taina. Steht in Teisves Nishtase. Steht in Teisves Nishtase. That Bemokim Chayzer Umagi, the Migu doesn't work. What is the Avone? So I want to explain a little bit. That's what I'm saying now is Rebel Chonon and Kevit Zahoris and Yevomes, I think I involve, and Kevit Shurim and Bebasra, I think Tov Samach Aleph. Rebel Chonon explains it beautifully. It says like this. Rab Kivi Eiger understood the halacha kevon shehigit shuv einu chayzer umagid. You said once eidus, you can't say again. I'm giving you one chance to say eidus. You can't say and say and say and say. You say once, v'zeu. As the halacha kevon shehigit, now the guy says, forget about that. I'm a eid. I'm a posel. I'm a rosho. I have a migu. I could have not told you. Believe me, I'm a migu. What is the shaychus? What is the shaychus? To say, Kevin Shehigit Shuv and Echoizer Umagid. Tof Yudalef. What is the Shaychus? What is the Shaychus? Kevin Shehigit Shuv and Echoizer Umagid that I will not have a Migu. I have a chance to say Eidus once. And after I said my chance, I lost my chance. I have one chance. You can't say Eidus twice. You can say once. We give you a chance once. You come in, you say Eidus, and you leave. You can't come again and again and again. It doesn't work. You have one chance. But the guy says, forget about Eidus. I'm not coming now with the Parsha of Eidus. I'm not trying to come for the Parsha of Eidus. I'm coming to say, I have a migu. Rashi Weisdeis learned, the reason a person cannot be Chayzer Umagid is not we give you one chance. The person, when he says his words, his first words are the strongest thing in the world. I'll ask you a kasha. Person comes, and the goyim, comes to court, says a story. Tamari says, no, I lied. Then he says, no, I'm back, I'm lying. They said, there's a smoke to say, what you said the first time, this is what we go with. You can't alamol change your stories. There is a koyach to his first words. Someone tells you, I'll do something. Then you come over. Why are you doing fakir? But you said. I said. What did you say? What you said? As a Muslim, when a person says, that is a koyach. Avada, we learn it out from the Gzeras HaKosuv. Reb Elchanan brings a raya as a sugyas, as an emuki Yosef, that not only, as a Rashi, be'etzem, Rashi says in Yeshnoichlim, there's the Reb Elchanan, that not only an Eidus, and Yakir also, we say, Kevod Shehigit Shuv and Achayzer Umagid. Yaakov says, Zebni Mamza, Cholol. Koyen. It doesn't work. Why not? It's not Gzeras HaKosuv. So Krashi came and Shigish and Chayzer Umagid. It's a Hekesh. It's a Din and Eidus. Here's no Parash of Eidus. The Teretz, we learn from Chayzer Umagid a Svore. The first Ne'emanus of a person is Goshtak. If the first Ne'emanus of a person is Goshtak, so he can't say another Eidus against it. He used all of his koyach. So even if he's coming not of the Parsha of Eidus, believe me, I have a migu. Your first words are stronger. By you, your first words have more ne'emanes from everything else. This is the machlekes of Reb Elchanan, Rab Kivi Eiger with Rashi. Rab Kivi Eiger understood that it's a mekoy mikdike aloche in Ilchis Eidus. You can't say Eidus twice. Kevin Shehigit Shuv and Achayzer Umagid. So what Rashi is asking? Lishne Basre. You write that in the Sefer you're not Neman because Kevin Shehigit Shuv and Achayzer Umagid. For Rashi must be the Reisha. What is the kasha? The reish is going to say migu. So what if in chayzer umagid? He's not coming now from the parsha of Eidus. He's coming now from the parsha of migu. He's coming now with the parsha of migu. Believe in the migu. The teretz is Rashi learns came in shigitshiv in chayzer umagid. A person doesn't have a koyach against his first words. So even migu doesn't work against his first words. Mele Rashi has a kasha, so how it works? Rashi answers, kul echad ha'agodah. We'll have to get to the answer of Rashi. Rebbe Chonon is moisif there, I think in the Kevitz Ha'ores, and he's mechadet the dvorim, you'll understand it very good, the few what we spoke yesterday. He says, if you look like the Bisyankev, that when a person, without the Xeris HaKosov, it'll be two against two, so you could hear up Kiveiga. Came HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, you have a chance once, not twice. On HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'd have two chances. But if the pshat is like this, not like Rashi, like Rabbi Kiveiga. But if the pshat is like the Maharam Shif, on the Gzeras HaKosuv, what would happen when I would come again? I would not say Trei V'Trei, I would just pull back my words. So it's not that Kodesh Baruch Hu give a Gzeras HaKosuv that I have one chance. Hashem doesn't give me a koyach to pull back my words. Meaning the words that I say very stark. Oh, does it have one of Rashi? It says, stays very stark. Even Migu doesn't help against it. Lefilu Bisyankev, you could learn like Rabbi Kiveiga. Dainu, Hashem said koyach once, not twice. Not that there's a halacha that I can't erase my words. Hashem gave a koyach once, not twice. Hashem gave a koyach once, not twice. But like Rabbi Kiveiga, I'm not asking for koyach from Hashem. I'm coming mitzad Migu. I'm not coming with koyach Eidus. I'm coming with koyach Migu. So what is the problem? But it would look like the Maharam Shif. That by some on the Gzeras HaKosuv, I would just pull back my words. So what's the Gzeras HaKosuv? Not chance once. You never plan to come again. What you were planning was to pull back your words. What you were planning to do because of a Magid is to take back your words. If what you were planning to do is to take back your words, this is what you were planning to do in Chayz of a Magid, and the Gzeras HaKosuv says that you cannot take back your words. B'meile, it's a starker first words. Migu doesn't help. Back to the Reb Shloime Eger. So, let me gain Shlav B'Shlav. So, Shlav Aleph zogt Reb Shloime Eger al avdat Marab Kiva Eger as the kashe. What is Rashi's batter? No, Reb Kiva Eger learns that Migu is under a parsha. Reb Kiva Eger is asking, believe in the Migu, not negat the Chayzer Magid. As I take a name on it. So Reb Shloime Eger is Mechadesh that Rashi learns Migu doesn't help a mokim that you cannot be Chayzer Umagid. The same way you don't have a koyach to change your words, you don't have a koyach to take back your words, you don't have a koyach to come with a Migu. This is the chap of Reb Shloime Eger and Rashi that be'etzem it's a Rashi. Rashi came and asked the kasha. Why you never lelishne basra and the reisha kevin shehigit shuven a chayzer umagid? What's Frank Rabbi Kiveiger? Frank Rabbi Kiveiger, what is the shaykh is the chayzer umagid? Everyone himself will say the reisha is a migu. Rashi explained before in lishne kame the reisha is a migu. What is Rashi asking now? As I Frank Rabbi Kiveiger, the teretz is Rashi is asking a starke kashe. Aber migu doesn't help him welcome that you cannot be chayzer umagid. For the same reason Hashem doesn't give me a koyach to bring new words to the world, new koyach to pull back my words, for sure migu cannot come and give me a koyach here. There's no way that the migu will give me a koyach here. Glad. Mele Rashi had the answer, kule chode agode. So now I want, before we sing pshat and Rashi, kule chode agode. So what is Rashi's answer? But Rashi is answering that it's a kul echad ha'agoda here. It's one big eidus. What it is, we'll explain. It's kul echad ha'agoda, as is Rashi. It's one big eidus. We have to know what it means. Now, before we go to answer what it means, I want to say the cheshbon of Reb Shloime Eger. Reb Shloime Eger, this part of the Reb Shloime Eger is enough for the whole building. Zog Reb Shloime Eger here. Zog Reb Shloime Eger, if this is the cheshbon, now everything is glad. Again, we don't know what Rashi answered, but Rashi answered kul echad ha'agoda. Look at the geoynis of Reb Shlomo Eger. Zog Reb Shlomo Eger azay. Lishne basre hold that is a problem of choyzer umagid b'shtar. If it's a problem of choyzer umagid b'shtar, the problem of choyzer umagid b'shtar is sayin the reisha, sayin the sefer, right? Lishne basre hold, you can't be choyzer umagid. So the sefer, you're not nemon at all. And the reisha, why you nemon? Migu can't help. So why you nemon zograshi? What? No, Peshesa doesn't help against Chayzer Umagid. So why you nemon in the reisha? And for Rashi, kulechod agode. But Rashi is not learning mitzad Migu now. Rashi learns mitzad kulechod agode. Because Migu cannot help against Chayzer Umagid. Again, lishne basre holds that b'shtar a person cannot be Chayzer Umagid. If a person cannot be Chayzer Umagid b'shtar, so the safer you're not nemon because you cannot be Chayzer Umagid b'shtar. It's, yeah? You can't be Chayzer Umagid b'shtar. Why you nemon in the reisha? Why you nemon in the reisha? Why you nemon in the reisha lefi Rashi? Because kule chode agode. Kule chode agode. So you nemon in the reisha mitzad, kule chode agode. Zog dem shleim eger, so now it's very geschmack. So you have to come to Eidus in the reisha, right? So you only nemon machmas nefoshes, but you're not nemon machmas momen, because ain't no domesi masmi rosha. A person can't say Eidus resha on himself. Well, you have to come to kule chode agode, so it has to be a part of his Eidus. We'll explain later what it is. But it has to be a part of his Eidus. If it has to be a part of his Eidus, an Eidus, a person could be mesi masmi rosha or not. And Eidus, a person cannot be Meisim Atzmei Rosho. So here everything is good about. So Lishne Basra has to hold, and the Sefer, you can't be Chayzer Umagid because it's too late. So you're not Nemon at all. And the Reisha, you're Nemon Mitzad Kule Chode Agode. So you're only Nemon on the Foshes, and you're not Nemon on Momon. How you be Nemon on Momon? Ain't other Meisim Atzmei Rosho. Ain't other Meisim Atzmei Rosho. Was fragt Rab Kivei Eger? Aber Migu! And he asked both his kashas, he was. One, Migu helps even when Meisim Atzmei Rosho. And the second kasha is, Migu helps when Yechayzer Umagid. Rashi holds, Migu does not help when Yechayzer Umagid. So you're not working mitzad Migu. So mitzad what you're working? Mitzad Kule Chode Agode. If you're working mitzad Kule Chode Agode, so ain't other Meisim Atzmei Rosho. Both of Rabbi's kashas disappeared. The cheshbon. First the cheshbon, then we'll go to the avon. So the cheshbon of Reb Shlomo Eger is Rashi is learning the lishne basre migu cannot open the reisha. Peshaosa cannot open the reisha because Peshaosa against Chayzer Umagid doesn't help. If Peshaosa doesn't help against Chayzer Umagid, so the reisha has to work mitzad kule chode agode. If it has to work mitzad kule chode agode. The mele is safe, it doesn't work because it's already mikuyim, so it's not kule chode agode. And the reisha is kule chode agode. The mele, you nemon on the foshes, but you're not nemon on memon. Eidu the meisim atzmei rosh. Ma she'en ken lishne kame holds. Chayzer umagid. So in the safer you believe on the foshes, but not on the moment. But in the reisha, you could believe mitzad migu. In the reisha, you believe mitzad migu. Lishne kama holds you have a migu. What do you tell me? Migu doesn't help. The mokum that you chayzer umagid. Lishne kama holds you could be chayzer umagid. It's not that Hashem said my words are very strong. Lishne kama doesn't hold that my words are very strong. Ari lishne kama holds that you could be chayzer umagid. So I have a koyach of migu. Ba on the cheshbonis. If you want to chab, the Reb Shlomo Eger. The Reb Shlomo Eger. These are the words of the Reb Shlomo Eger. The words of Reb Shlomo Eger is like this. Lishne kame came and said, in shtar you could be chayzer umagid. So in the reisha, I'm working mitzad migu, not mitzad chayzer umagid. And migu helps against chayzer umagid. Why? Because Hashem never said that my words are strong. Val Hashem never said that my words are strong, so in the reisha, migu helps. What? Lishne kame holds, migu helps in the reisha. Why Lishne Kame holds Migu helps in the Reisha? Because Lishne Kame holds a person could be Chayzer Umagid. So Nishtar is a Yesoy that is a wall against my first words are Elike words. Nishtar Elike words. I could change my words. I could come with a Migu. I could do what I want. So Lishne Kame, the Reisha is Mitzad Migu. The Seife, there's no Migu. But he could be Chayzer Umagid. Only in the Foshes, not in the moment. But in the Reisha is coming Mitzad Migu. While in the Reisha is coming Mitzad Migu, he's believed. comes Lishne Basra and says, Beshtar, you can't be Choyzer Umagid. So if I can't be Choyzer Umagid, so Migu cannot help you. So Mamele in the safe and nothing helps. And in the ratio why it works, because Kule Chode Agode. If Kule Chode Agode, I have to come to the Parsha Vedus. If I have to come to the Parsha Vedus, I'm only Nemon Machmas Nefoshes, and I'm not Nemon Machmas Momen. This is the Chap of Reb Shleim Eger. Again, before the Avodas Advorim, I want a little bit to mechadid what Reb Shleim Eger says. Reb Shleim Eger is saying like this. I'm saying the same thing. He's saying the same thing. The Chap. Lishnekame holds in the Reisha you have a Migu. I could have not been Mekayim the Shtar. And when a person has a Migu, there's no problem with Meisi Matzmei Rosha. When a person has a migu, there's no problem. So what if Meisi Matzmei Rosha? So din an Eidus. I don't need to come to Eidus. I have a migu. Migu helps. And the safer I don't have a migu, but I could be chayzer v'magid. Only be nefoshes, not be moment. Came Rav and asked the kasha, is a klal kevan shehigit shu ben chayzer v'magid. I'm saying the elike words of Rav Shleim Eger. So Rav's kasha is not only on the safer. Rav's kasha is also on the reishe. The migu can work. Migu against Chayzer Umagi doesn't work. So Rav asked the Kasha, Sayal Lishne Kame, Sayal Lishne Basre. Lishne Basre, you can't change your mind at all. And in the Lishne Kame, you can't work mitzad Migu. Why? Because you're against Chayzer Umagi. You have to work mitzad what? Kulechode Agode. But that will only help in the Foshas. So Rav didn't shlug only the Seifa of the Mishnah. When he asked the Kasha and Lishne Kame, he asked the Kasha, Sai on the Reisha and Sai on the Seifa. He asked the Kasha, Sai on the Reisha and Sai on the Seifa. So Vali asked the Kasha, Sai on the Reisha and Sai on the Seifa. Sai on the Reisha and Sai on the Seifa. And Bemele the Gemara had to switch that Beshtar Einach Hanami is a Chisorin of Chayzer Umagid. And in the Sefer you not believe at all. And in the Reisha you believe mitzad kul echode agode, but mele you only nemon on nefoshes and not nemon on moment. I said again, cheshbonis later. Chab in the vault of Shnei Meheger. When me yashiv all the cheshbonis, asach cheshbonis, asach drochim to the avone. Listen good to have the picture. As well. To get the picture of the sugya. The picture of the sugya is be'etzem, Reb Shleim Eger is meyashev four of the questions. Why Lishne Kam and Lishne Basra switched? Because Lishne Basra has to switch. Val ain't the amazing. Val is a migu doesn't help against Chayzer Umagid. The Reisha cannot work mitzad migu. The Reisha cannot work mitzad migu. The Reisha has to work mitzad kul echode agode. The male is a chisorin and meisim atzmi rosha in the reisha. Lishne Kam learned that you neman mitzad migu. So val lishne kam learned that you neman mitzad migu. It will help even against meisim atzmi rosha. Lishne basra how that it doesn't work mitzad migu. It works mitzad kule chode agode. So here is the switch. And Mamele, here is the machlekes. Why do Lishne Kame Migu helps against Meisim Asmi Rosh and Lishne Basra holds that it doesn't help? Because Lishne Kame it's mitzad Migu. Migu helps, like Rav Gevei Eger. But Lishne Basra cannot work mitzad Migu. Has to work mitzad Eidus. Mitzad Eidus, it doesn't work. And Mamele, the same thing, the kasha is why Migu doesn't help. Migu taka doesn't help. Kevin Shigit, Shemin Chayzer Umagi. This is Be'etzem, the words of Rav Shleim Eger. I will say, the word so stark, the way the Stipler, when the Stipler brought down the Reb Shleim Eger, this is the way the Stipler brings down the Reb Shleim Eger, with these words, that they sound so bad. Meaning to say, it sounds that Lishne Basra Bichlal doesn't hold from the Migu, Lishne Basra Poshet holds that the Reish is mitzad Kulechode Agode, Bemele, in the Sefer you can't say Kulechode Agode, it's after Terke de Dibu, so Bemele, he's not Nemon at all, and the Reish is mitzad Kulechode Agode, and Momen he can't say Agode, Meisim Atzmei Roshe, and the Foshes he could say it, Lishne Kame holds, and the Reish you're working mitzad Migu, as no Chisorin of Migu, against Chayzer Umagid, because he doesn't hold that Sidoa Zaber, Sidoa Zayesoit, from Chayzer Umagid that is stark. Mele Lishne Kame has a Migu. Migu helps against Meisim Atzmei Rosho. Everything is good. Lishne Basra Poshet holds that it's not Migu. Aber Migu for sure will help against Meisim Atzmei Rosho, like Rav Kveger understood Misvore. Migu for sure helps against Eino de Meisim Atzmei Rosho, and we don't have to say Nu Yesoides, that Migu doesn't help against, you can't hear Divrei Resha, so Yesoides from Rav Kveger, we don't have to say it, and we don't have a Kasha, what is the Machleikes, and we don't have a prompt to the switch, because that's the Gufa Rav Steiner, that the Resha cannot work with that Migu. These are, I said again, this is what Rav Shlomo Eger said. The Cheshman of Rav Shlomo Eger to Miyashiv, all of his three fathers' kashas. Migu against Meisim Atzmei Rosho works, Taki works. Here it's not Migu. Migu against Eino Meisim Atzmei Rosho Magid, Taki doesn't work. What is the switch? This is the switch. What is the Machlekes? This is the Machlekes. This is the Teira for Rav Shlomo Eger. And the Teira Alein is a very nice Teira. But we have to understand what Rashi said. Lefi Reb Shlomo Eger, kulu chode agode. What it means? The Stibler didn't think so much. Keilu. The Stibler says, "Kipshuta, kulu chode agode." As they say, Frank the Stibler, if this is the pshat kipshuta, I have four questions. This is one question. And the Gemara calls it peshosa. Rashi in the Mishnah says peshosa. Rashi in the Gemara says peshosa. Again, the Gemara calls it peshosa. Rashi in the Mishnah calls it Peshosa. Rashi in the Gemara calls it Peshosa. The Gemara in Chof Gimel Amud Beis calls it Peshosa. And more from that, why this Mishnah is in between two Mishnayos of Peshosa? So can you say? So we have to say that mitzvah Peshosa. So what's gesagt, Reb Shlomo Eger? As I, the stipler schlugs up Reb Shlomo Eger, and the stipler has an under a pilpul. And I'm his guest, we'll leave the stipler's pilpul. Also a pilpul. So Rashi didn't mean that. Said, now we have to know what Rashi means. But as I, Reb Shlomo, again, the stipler took the Reb Shlomo Eger kipshutoi. No, kipshutoi. 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 Kula chode agode, and everything is glad. Everything is glad. Kule chode agode. The man is like the stipler. Had the sugya said migu. The sugya says peshosa. Does it nishke na eitze? It's not a eitze. Zog the world. Zog the world as it. Avade. Avada steht Peshosar in der Rashi in der Mishnah, steht Peshosar gleich in der Gemara. Steht Peshosar. Steht Peshosar. So we have to understand Be'etzem what Rashi means Kulu Chode Agode. What Rashi means when he says Kulu Chode Agode. Come, we read the Lashon Rashi. Again, we needed to say that it's Agode. Saying the club because this is the whole cheshbon that validates Eidus and answers all the questions. B'derech HaLimud. B'derech HaLimud. How we learn pshat here? How we learn pshat b'derech HaLimud? What we try to find? To say that it's a migu. We can't, because if it's a migu, we have all the questions. If it's a migu, we have all the questions. Why? Ma baya meisim atzmei rosho. Ma ishno lishne kam lishne basre. Ma ishno lishne kam lishne basre. So Reb Shlomo Eger said it's not a migu. It's chode agode, and everything was givaldi. It's chode agode, but we call it migu. So we don't want to switch that a real migu. Then we don't have the whole revach of Reb Shlomo Eger. But to say that it's a migu, we have all the kashas. And Rashi said, Kule chode agode. Rashi said a piece of words. So let me send the Lashon Rashi. Bishlei mereishik she'en ksav yodom yoitze mokim acher, ve'alayu samchinen, kulu chode agode hi. Do be'oise b'chdei dibur, b'chdei sho'il ha'sholoim, ko amri avol anusim o'inu. Rashi says, kulu chode agode. Why? That b'toich k'dei dibur, they said anusim o'inu. I want to ask you a shayla. What means kulu chode agode? We have a problem. A person can't be choizer umagid. He said eidus shebishtar. He can't be choizer umagid. Maybe explain to me what was his eidus and what is his chazore. I'll tell you two options. His Eidus is when he signs the shtar to say it's a emes shtar, the other guy owns money. Then he says, Anusim ha'inu lo'yhoye ve'lo'nivra. Was no money, was a gun. This is one shot. Chazore. I signed. It means he owes money. I'm telling you, Anusim ha'inu. He doesn't owe money. And Anusim ha'inu, he be'etzim is saying, he doesn't owe money. When I sign Das Abishayev, that he owes money. Now I'm saying Anusim ha'inu, that he doesn't owe money. This is the Chazore. So again, so what is the Chazore, really? The Eidus is owes money, and the Chazore is
Le'adam,
never happened. Then he comes after a week, and he says Ksav Yodeinu Zeh. Right? And then he says Anusim ha'inu. And then he says Anusim ha'inu. The Anusim ha'inu is a chazore from the Ksav Yodeinu or chazore from the Shtar? No, chazore from the Einu Shebeshtar or from the Ksav Yodeinu. He said, and the Shtar he signed that I owe money, he owes money. Now he says Anusim ha'inu, he's switching his mind. What I said before is not true. And the then, in the middle, he comes and he says, Ksav Yodeinu and Anusim Ha'inu. The Anusim is a chazore from the word Ksav Yodeinu, or the Anusim is a chazore from the Shtar? Moshe, from where is the chazore? From the Shtar or from the Ksav Yodeinu? Avade? From what? His mask, from the Shtar. So he's betoch the dibur to the Shtar, or he's betoch the dibur to the Ksav Yodeinu? Frag the Ibnochem. He says, "Zek sab yodeinu aval anusim." So the Rashi chodeh agodehi. Toch kedei dibu. What toch kedei dibu? Toch kedei dibu to the shtar or to the ksav yodeinu? Toch is not chayzer from the ksav yodeinu. It's his handwriting. So I want to know: is chayzer from the ksav yodeinu or is chayzer from the shtar? Is chayzer from the ksav yodeinu or is chayzer from the shtar? Not and not both is for sure not sure. The word Ksav Yodeinu is emes or sheker, so you're not chayzer from that. I didn't ask. So tell me that he's chayzer from the shtar. He's not chayzer from the word Ksav Yodeinu. Forget what Rashi says. What is emes? Rashi can't say nishtazay. And is, so again, so he's chayzer, so what? But he's not talking to the shtar. I mean, look, Rashi says why it's kule chode agode because it's toich kedei dibu. Frank him nochem toich kedei dibu to what? He's not talking to dibu to the shtar. He's toich kedei dibu to the Ksav Yodeinu. So what all of you want to say? Calls man they're not mekayim the shtar. A person could change his mind. Calls man he was not mekayim the shtar. He could change his mind. Could be. Could be. So I want to ask you a shayla. So what if the Eidim said Anusim ha'inu before the Mekayim the Shtar, and then different Eidim Mekayim the Shtar say Kol Zman they were not Mekayim the Shtar, they could change their mind? Avada, the minute that they lose the Peshaosan and the Sugya, Avada the Shtar becomes Mekuyim. What? The Teretz says, because when you Mekayim the Shtar, it works then. Avada, Kol Zman we need them, the Shtar is not here yet. But after you Mekayim the Shtar, the words of the Shtar don't finish now really, the words of the Shtar finish then. You're right. Kozman will not mekayim the shtar. Kozman will not mekayim the shtar. Kozman will not mekayim the shtar. The words of the shtar are not finished. But when you mekayim the shtar, the eidus finishes then, not now. No vos. So Rashi has a plan. So be'etzem, when I say ksav yodeinu, the shtar finishes then. You write that betoch kedei dibur I add words, but it's not connecting. I want to explain. Toch kedei dibur normally helps, because why toch kedei dibur is one eidus? Val is a halacha, a person could change his mind, so the eidus finishes. Toch kedei dibur. Here is two different stories. The ksav yodeinu makes that the eidus from yesterday is finished. The anusim ha'inu is going in the eidus of yesterday. You know what is the answer on that? Listen good, this is the chap. This is the chap. Zog the Ibnochem, as Rashi has an answer on that. Avada, the Ksav Yodeinu brings back the Eidus of yesterday. You trying to krich a rhyme to the Eidus of yesterday, and you say Anusim Ayinu. So we tell you, listen, it's two different stories. You said Ksav Yodeinu, the Eidus of yesterday is there. You're right, you're trying to attach it, it doesn't go. These words go backwards. When you say Ksav Yodeinu, it works backwards. I'm very close, you're very close. Too bad. The answer is Zok Pesha Osar HaYesoid. Rashi learns what is Pesha Osar, not a Miku. Pesha Osar says, if you want to accept my words, you have to accept them the way I say them. So vayt that Rashi in Daf Kuf Tes says, Pesha Osar helps even Le'achar Zman. Even if Migu doesn't help Le'achar Zman, I could say Eishes Ish Ani, I could say in 5 years later that was a grusha. Because I'm the one, you have to accept it the way I'm saying it. I'm the one that made this machine, I could say how it works. I'm the one that said it's a shtar, I could say how it works. I could say how it works. I'm the one that made it, I could say how it works. So when I'm saying Ksav Yodeinu Aval Anusim, Nochem said in Yiddish, take it or drop it. You want to take my words? Take it like I said, with Anusim. You don't want to take it, don't take the Ksav Yodeinu. He says, Mi herzach the Ksav Yodeinu nor mi de Anusim. We only hear it with Anusim. This is Pesha Osar. You can't take a half. Other lekeach kol advarim, other you don't listen bichlal. B'meile, val is a Pesha Osar, a Pesha Yitir, so the Ksav Yodeinu is heard, Anusim dike Ksav Yodeinu. So the Eidus of the Shtar is accepted only if Azei Vayt and it's Anusim. This makes it Kule Chode Agode. This makes it kule chode agode. Maybe soon we'll explain it more. I want first to have, in this sugya, first to have the tzurus of the shmaise. The mele comes out like this. Without Pesha Osar, you can't be chayzer umagid. It's two different stories. Even if you put up near each other, betoch kedei dibo. It's no shaykhs. Because that is yesterday's Eidus, and this is today's. The Pesha Osar makes it one Eidus. But what is your name on us in the end of the day? What is your name on us in the end of the day? Eidus! Pesha Osar against Chayzer Umagi doesn't help. You said Eidus. You can't change that Eidus anymore. But with Kule Chode Agode, you could say Eidus, how the Ksav Yodeinu will be. We will accept that Eidus in that way. And this will be the Chazor of the Shtar. But it's Midin Kule Chode Agode. So if we will ask a kasha, what is the name Manas to say Anusim Ayinu? What is the name Manas? Why in the ratio your name to say Anusim Ayinu? Not Pesha Osar, no. Pesha Osar is only a reason to hear the Anusim and Ksav Yodeinu. Pesha Osar doesn't help Bechayzer Umagid. My name Manas is because Kulu Chode Agode. How I could bring the Anusim into the Kule Chode Agode because I have a Pesha Osar. So first, before Ois Chashmet again, the Shoichad that is Mamish. We asked the Kashi yesterday from the Chemda Shleime, yesterday and 2 days ago, why the Mishnah doesn't say Pesha Osar? Why Rashi doesn't say Gonish in the Mishnah? He only says Keiched Dehem Ne'ai, Hem Ne'ai. The Teretz is, the Mishnah is not Mitzat Pesha Osar. The Mishnah is Kulu Chode Agode. Avade! It works with Pesha Osar. You need to come to Pesha Osar. That Keiched Dehem Ne'ai, Hem Ne'ai. Avad is in between two Mishnahs of Pesha Osar. On the Lomnes of Pesha Osar. But the Eli Ketane was Medakdek Beleshoinoi. The first Mishnah he said, his name on Mitzat Pesha Osar. And the next Mishnah, his name on Mitzat Pesha Osar. Here he's not name on Mitzat Pesha Osar. You need the Pesha Osar. On Pesha Osar you not believe. But it's not enough. Yeah, because Pesha Osar against Edim doesn't help. Pesha Osar against the Shtar doesn't help. Chayzer Umagin. You need to come to the Din Eidus. So Be'etzem, this is Be'etzem, if you look good, this is the Teir from Reb Shleim Eiger. This is the Teir from Reb Shleim Eiger. So, we'll have to explain it. This is the Teir of Reb Shleim Eiger. Rashi learned, Be'etzem is answering the whole Reb Kiv Eiger's tainus. And Be'etzem Reb Shleim Eiger, with this Avone, is boing the ganze sugya. We have lishne kame de Rabbi Bar Chome, we have lishne basre de Rabbi Bar Chome. Lishne kame de Rabbi Bar Chome holds Adam is choyzer umagid b'shtar. B'meile, this made that in the ratio you don't need to come to kule chode agode. And the ratio you could be neman mitzad migu. And if you neman mitzad migu bareisha, because there's no problem to be neman against eidus of yourself, you come with a nuna emanes, you neman, and you don't have a problem with chayzer umagid, and you don't have a problem with meisim atzmei rosho. This is lishne kame de rome bar chome. Lishne basre de rome bar chome holds. Kevan shiigit shuven e chayzer umagid. Migus cannot work in the sugya. Everything has to come to a parsha of eidus. Frekt Rashi if it's a parsha of eidus, and this is the reason Rashi didn't wait to the lishne basra miyad el rov eskasha. He said, "So vos mi the reisha." The Teretz is like Rashi. The reisha will work with kule chode agode. It's midin eidus. If it's midin eidus, we have the Reb Shleim Eiger. Memele rosha is not nemon. Memele eino the meisim atzmei rosha. We don't have to come to Rav Kveig and say that it's two dinim and the second one Oma holds. Like we're medayak in Lashayin is Rashi, it's medin Eidus. Rosh is not named to say Eidus. B'mele, you can't ask a kasha over Yazan Migu. You can't work with Zan Migu against Chayzer Umagid. You have to come to Kule Chode Agode. This was bad in the first chelik that we said. She's now in Moisif. What is that Kule Chode Agode? What is the Kule Chode Agode that we have here? The kule chode agode that we have, we need a peshosa. For the stipler, but we have a sugi of peshosa. No. We have a sugi of peshosa. We can't say that we're working without a peshosa. We have to work with a peshosa. The Teretz is, without the peshosa, we would not manage to put the anusim into the ksav yodeinu. The only way that it works is, val is a peshosa, we have to hear it together. And it's talking a dibu, so it's one amira. So while it's talking a dibu and one amira, we could hear it together. But mele it works. So we need a peshosa. So Loshon Rashi in the Mishnah is so medukdek. Rashi was going to lishne basre, and Rashi is explaining. Rashi doesn't say he's a raya that he's not a liar. We have to hear it like that.
Why
doesn't Rashi say Kulechon HaAgoda? Where? No, Kulechon HaAgoda is where we learn the sugya. Rashi is saying words of Peshaosa that will work with everyone. But Rashi is careful. But Rashi is not saying that the Ne'emon is Peshaosa, because we will not be left with that. Normally, when Rashi says Peshaosa, it's a raya that he's not a shakran. The Iboya Meshaker, the Iboya Omar. Rashi is not using the Iboya Omar. A raya that he's saying the emes. We're not coming to that chilek. The nemonis of the sugi is mitzad kule chode agode. That is, again, Rashi finishes. The alayu samchina b'toki nedibu, aikri lesa adusei, v'ape shos, ariti. וקיים את העלי וסמכינן, או בתוך כדי דיבור, הקרין אל הסעדוסה, והפשע עושה, אם הוא נשיא רעשי סס, נעד בהוראיה. עלי וסמכינן, and they oikered, במילה דנאמון. Rashi is mazmur again with Adin Eidus, not with Adin Migu. Lashenes Rashi, a metzuchzach, that it's not mitzad Migu. We'll see later, Be'ez Hashem, in Yutesa Mutbeis, and the Rashi in the Gemara, it's kimat muchach that Rashi had a often a sugya Yutesa Mutbeis, that Rashi learned that kimat everything is written in the Gemara to bury it always like this. Now. What? First one. First, Eidu Shebishtar. Eidu Shebishtar. Now, I want to go one more step weiter. So, we have the binyan of Reb Shleim Eiger we have. We see inside Reb Shleim Eiger, Pochus Yoyser, Reb Shleim Eiger writes the whole thing. And again, now not only we have all the answers of Gvegas Kashe, the Digduk from Chemda Shleim, the Digduk from Loshon Rashi and the Mishnah, everything is Medukduk Lafli. Now, I want to go back to Reb Gvegas. Val Rab Kiva Eger was maimidit in our sugya to be maimid the second derech. The second derech. I want to tell you, even in the Reb Shleim Eger, it's an andere luschot. It's maybe before that. Like we're saying the whole time, bets, and why Migu doesn't help? Because Migu doesn't help against Chayzer Umagid. The Yosef from Rebbe Chana. That's him. That is the boy. But maybe Rebbe Shlomo Eger has the whole shtickle Teire. Some of them also say under a Teire. Then why Migu doesn't help in our sugya? Why have to come to Kule Chode Agode? So our chap was Rebbe Shlomo Eger's chap because Chayzer Umagid. And this is good for the Rav's Kash. This is Rebbe Shlomo Eger's chap. Some Achroinim want to say under a chap. Some want to say that the switch of the Gemara is that Migu doesn't help because Migu only helps in Bali Dvorim. The Eidim are not Bali Dvorim. So the Migu can't help. They only could come from the Parsha of Eidus. But mainly you have to come to Kule Chode Agode. The same thing. The only chisson of this mahalach would be, but Lishnekame doesn't hold like that. So I'm saying, we are trying to go with the mahalach of Rabbi Shlomo Eger. That the reason the Migu doesn't help, because it's a Migu against Chayzer Umagid. I want to go back to Rabbi Eger and to remind me the dvorim. Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't learn like this, and he had a kasha. Why the migu doesn't help? A person has a migu. Forget about Chayzer Umagid. So what if he's meisim atzmei rosho? Migu has to help. Also, he had a kasha. What Rashi is asking Chayzer Umagid? Migu has to help. But we're going back to the first Rabbi Kiva Eger, the yesterday Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked a kasha. Why migu doesn't help? So what if it's meisim atzmei rosho? Azei vilishnekame, migu has to help. And Rabbi Kiva Eger came and he said, you saw it, Rabbi Shlomo Eger, that a person can't say divrei resha. And he bought three rayas. The Gersoshi says if a person in Tein Venita and Taines, a Taine that is becoming a rosho, is not Nemon. Taisus says the Gabi Korban, a person who wants to say Meizi Lo Isi, Frank Taisus, Meizi Matzmei Rosho. Ki Yosef Le Gabi Yaki, Rai says Meizi Matzmei Rosho. They bring down a fourth Raya. The Marosho and Makis Daf Beis says that if Taisus says that a person could say Meizi Lo Isi and not to go to our Miklot. So that a person could say Meizi Lo Isi and not to go to our Miklot. Frank the Marosho, Meizi Matzmei Rosho. Again, what is the shaykhis? A person doesn't want to go to a mikvah. So a person can't say divrei resha. So then the kasha is, so what's halt lishnekame? He doesn't hold from this yisoid? Lishnekame holds only its adin and edus? So we said, yeah. Lishnekame holds its adin and edus. Lishnebasar is mechadesh. A person can't say divrei resha. Lishnebasar holds its adin and edus. And Lishnebasar holds, a person can't say divrei resha. And both of them, Rashi said the Zalbezach. But Rabbi Kiva Eger bought so much rice from Shas that a person can't say Divrei Resha. Beautiful rice. So what happened? Lishnekame doesn't know it. It's machlekes and ksubes yudches. If a person can say Divrei Resha, it's a machlein in every time. When they asked the Kashim and the Lin Makas, Avadel, it feed the second man the Omar, Kamish Omar Rabbi Kiva Eger. When the Lin takes from Mitzir, and the Mitzir, yeah, Rabbi Kiva Eger. So we should every time, when it goes, they go back. When Makas of Gimel, the Taisa says, Mezir Isi, so Rabbi Kiva Eger. Yaki, the Mukir Isi, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Well, the Shnekama doesn't hold from it. The Shmaisa also says a dover borur that a person can't say divrei resha. Shmaisa Zayin Perikei, for the time we'll iron it a little bit. Also, a person can't say divrei resha. There's a lot of rayas, a lot of rayas. Vos halt the lishnekame? Doesn't hold from it. So if you learn good achronim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Shlomo Eger, Rabbi Kiva Eger says like this, Lishnekame also holds from it. Not that we'll make that this machlekes Lishnekame and Lishnebasre. But it's a supposed that Dover Yesoidi. Lishnekame holds, Aber b'mokoy migu I'm believed. Stam to say divrei resha, toyen venitan, nisht. Yakir, nisht. Mezidoisi, nisht. Golus, nisht. Aber the shayla is b'mokoy migu. A person has an emonis of Migu. Migu is a raya. The Shailef, ain't the Moisa Divrei Resha, the Pshat, it's so stark, even against the Ne'emonis of a Migu. He has a riot that he's saying the truth. Stam a Ne'emonis of a person he doesn't have. I will explain. I heard once, I think, when a person wants to be believed on his own, on your own, I'm amazed, I don't have to bring a korban, you can't say that you're a Rosha. On your own, I don't want to go to Golis. You can't say it. Yakir Hashem said I could say. You can't say. But Migu is a raya. So what if I know the Mason Matzmi Rosho? You have a raya that I'm not lying. Anyways, Matzmi Rosho. Biz Morgan, I'm telling you the truth. Come and be a liar, I'll do something else. What do you mean I know Mason Matzmi Rosho? I'm telling you the truth. What do you mean I know Mason Matzmi Rosho? When I come with a tiny alane, is a din ain't not the Mason Matzmi Rosho. You have a raya for the Migu. This will be the machlekes lishne kame with lishne basre. This will be the machlekes. Dahainu. We could learn, like we put it down yesterday, that lishne kame holds it's a din and edus, and lishne basre holds that it's not a din and edus. And we asked the kasha, why it's a din and edus, lefi demar amshif, that is choizer, it's your edus, nish edus, this is all of our cheshbeinus. Nein! And lefi dem comes out that lishne kame will be choylek and all the four mekoymes of Rab Kiva Eger. You're right, Rab Kiva Eger has one raya from one place in Shas, like lishne kame. Of in all the four places in Shas, the Talmud says, we're saying, and I'm saying, it's not stam migu. He asks him, what is the difference? The difference is, migu is a raya. So what if eino domesim atzmei rasha? I want to ask you a shayla. Even the shitoscho, that you don't like it. A person is mesim atzmei rasha and two eidim come with him. Also, he's not nemon. Avada is a Neman. People say they killed him, yeah? He says, I killed him. Avada, if it's a Raya like him, who said Mason Matzmi Rosha breaks Rayas? Breaks Nemanis. A person has to be Neman. So then, ain't other Mason Matzmi Rosha. A person doesn't have a Nemanis. Aber be Raya? So can't say, does was a Machlek is the two Lashoinis. Lishnekama will hold that it helps. Migu helps. Lishnekama Basra will hold. Rav Kivega says, but he has one raya that he's right. That is a switch. He says, figure it out. The Leiker Rav Shleime, he says, the Leiker Rav Shleime. Figure it out in the Chidushim and Yevomis, on the Mishnayos. There's a beautiful raya. Zog Rav Kivega, why Lishne Kame didn't say that in the Reisha, that in the Sefer he's not Neman, it's an Eino Domesi Matzmi Rosha? And he must only Machmas Nefoshes, Machmas Momenat. Why? Mesi Matzmi Rosha. Why the Gemara didn't speak it out to Lishne Kame and spoke it out to Lishne Basra? Why the Gemara didn't speak out the Lishne Kame? Ain't other Mesim as Mirosha. Omar and Bachome, Anim, Machmas Elishamanus Machmas Momen. Abanamar Nefosh is name on him. Why Machmas Momen not? Ain't other Mesim as Mirosha. Why it's only a Lishne Basra and not a Lishne Kame? Tell us that a Lishne Kame is going on the Seife. There it's a Din Eidus. There for sure an Eidom Mesim as Mirosha. Lishne Basra is the new Din. If Divrei Resha, the Gemara has to speak it out. This is a dikduk from Rav Kivega on the Mishnayos. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, maybe we'll finish it a little bit or we'll start the Teisvus. It's like Gesunde Avon, then.
Yeah, I like it.